Since the Great War of 1914-18 was fought on all the oceans of the world and ultimately involved belligerents from every continent, it can justifiably be termed a world war. But it was certainly not the first. European powers had been fighting each other all over the globe for the previous 300 years. Those who fought in it called it simply the Great War. Like all its predecessors, it began as a purely European conflict, arising out of the conflicting ambitions and mutual fears of the European powers. That its course should have been so terrible and its consequences so catastrophic was the result not so much of its global scale as of a combination of military technology and the culture of the peoples who fought it. Karl von Clausewitz had written in the aftermath of the Napoleonic Wars that war was a trinity composed of the policy of the government, the activities of the military, and the passions of the peoples. Each of these must be taken into account if we are to understand both why the war happened and why it took the course that it did.